the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us on this Saturday morning. We have a great show for you this morning, and my name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Glad to be here today.
And glad to have you. Our guest this morning, it's going to be a fun show. If you guys, if you think Biz Talk is kind of boring sometime, this one's not going to be boring. Our guests this morning are Chris Drager. Chris is the owner of Advantage Overhead Door, LLC. And his partner in another company called Creative Hardware, Inc., Troy Vanderloop. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Randy.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. Morning.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, they are on. All right.
Hey, Chris, tell us a little bit about yourself. We'll start with you. You started Advantage Overhead Door back in 99, and you joined partnership with Troy along the way. What do you do? Tell us about yourself, your background, what's your company all about?
I've been in the garage door business for 25 years. Basically started in the warehouse, worked my way up, and just decided to, in 99, go in partnership with somebody else. In 05, I started Advantage Overhead Door. And going from there, we just I recognized a problem in the garage door industry with garage door market changing into these carriage style doors, and decided that some of the accessories that were going on the garage doors were this decorative hardware, and that's when I brought Troy in, and we started Creative Hardware, and this is a line of magnetic hardware that you put on the garage door for an accessory. You bling up the garage door.
And it's your line. It's not something you're buying from someone else. You design it, you have it manufactured, and you sell it.
Absolutely.
Troy, what's your background?
I've been in the construction industry my whole life, working concrete and masonry, having a blast. And I met Chris around 12 years ago, became really good friends with him, and he proposed this whole creative hardware idea to me once, and I thought it was a great idea, so I decided to jump on board, and we're making a go of it.
And if someone wanted to know more about Creative Hardware or your company, what website could they go to learn more about that?
www.creativehardware.com, and creative is spelt with an 8, so C-R-E-8-T-I-V-E.
That's good. It's clever.
Very nice. Yeah, good marketing ploy. Now, each of you have a little bit different background. What do you bring to the partnership? What is what do you feel is your particular contribution to the partnership?
I would say we work well off each other. I'm more of the design, get in the shop and make some prototypes.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris is more of the sales and as far as running a business, he has more experience than I do. But I love getting in the shop and doing that. And our ongoing joke is that Chris got a D in woodworking when he was in high school. And I always tell him, you should go back and thank your teacher because she was being really nice with that grade.
Okay, so you do the design work. Chris, your background was in installation, right?
Yeah.
And so, and what do you contribute to the partnership? What do you feel your part of this is?
I was installation very shortly, and then I went into sales and management with the companies I worked with in the garage door industry. So my background is mostly sales. I enjoy the sales end of it. I enjoy the camaraderie with the vendors, all that good stuff that goes with being a business leader. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy the banter and the sales end of it.
Great. So you got a good shared relationship there going.
Absolutely.
Okay. When it comes to a partnership like that, what'd you say? Is that what's one of the best, most important things about doing that?
In the partnership?
Yeah.
I would say the most important thing is respecting each other's talents, right? Knowing what each other brings to the table, understanding that, you know, you're going to have differences. Partnerships are like marriages, and, you know, they're not always going to go perfect. And, you know, the saying of don't go to bed mad is a great one, because I think communication is a big key with a partnership. You've got to be able to communicate to each other, know what you're feeling. If something's not right, get it off your chest, because you certainly don't want to go home and take it out on your family. And,
right. Okay.
So just respect each other.
Well, Chris, you mentioned that you had started your garage door company with a partner, and that partner's no longer in the picture. So you had some experience with partnership and working with, and you've taken that knowledge now, and you're working with Troy as a new partnership. This partnership's probably going to have a better outcome from your perspective, better communication.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree with that. You know, I learned my lesson the first time is just kind of respect each other going into it. Know there's going to be issues.
Sure.
If you think you're going to get into a partnership and you're not going to have disagreements, you're really kidding yourself.
Pretty naive,
so,
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So yeah. You're going to have disagreements. You just need to work it out and communicate. I think communication's the big key, is knowing what your partner brings and communicating that to him, like what your role is going to be in that business.
Yep. It's important. And getting into the creative hardware element is really an extension of what you do in the garage door industry, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yep. Mm-hmm.
And what gave you, what was the seed for that? What opportunity did you see that there was a possibility to make some money in that?
With the change in the market in the garage door industry, when you see, you know, you see doors that look like wood now that are actually steel, I began to notice a problem with installation time, costly drilling errors of guys, you know, my installers drilling hardware in the wrong spot. So I thought, well, when the market changed, nobody was doing anything about the hardware side of things as far as making it easier on the install side, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what we're in. We're in the install business. And we had to find a way to make that a faster and more efficient system. And by doing that, obviously it turns into profits. So
there you go.
When we recognized that problem, we addressed it, and we really thought somebody else was doing it. We're like, who? I mean, we searched for a year. Come on, mm-hmm. Someone's got to be doing this.
Right.
Okay. They weren't.
Oh, so, there you go.
So you found a niche in the market.
We're going to take a
quick
break.
We hope so.
We're going to take our first quick break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We're talking with Chris Drager and Troy Vanderloop of Advantage Hardware, Advantage Overhead Door, and Creative Hardware, Inc. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at BankFirst. Bill, we know BankFirst was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton Market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. BankFirst will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of BankFirst, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Hey, you're listening to BizTalk this morning here on WHBY, and our guests this morning are Chris Drager, who is the owner of Advantage Overhead Door, LLC, and Chris and his partner Troy Vanderloop own Creative Hardware, Inc., and we're talking about a lot of interesting things, manufacturing and planning and distribution. And we're going to get back to the guys in just a minute, but first we just want to mention a little something about the SCORE chapter. SCORE is a national organization. We are one of probably 10,000 chapters around the country, right here in the Fox Cities. We service a 7-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. And we have about 53 mentors in our chapter, volunteers, who have backgrounds in business in various areas like marketing, accounting, legal, intellectual properties, banking, cash flow. And if you're thinking of starting a business or if you're already in business and you have a question about any area in business, check us out. You can go to our website at foxcities.score.org. Look it over if you'd like to request a mentoring session. It's all free and confidential. Fill out the application, hit the send button, and probably within a couple of days, a SCORE mentor will be contacting you to set up the first appointment. So if you're in business and you want to grow or you want to just start your business, SCORE for the life of your business is available to you at foxcities.score.org. Well, guys, we're talking about businesses. There are two businesses here. One is a partnership and one is just owned by Chris alone. What is it? Where are you going to go with this? How do the two work together? I mean, how do they complement? There's manufacturing and then there's install.
The Creative Hardware line is strictly manufacturing the product for companies like Chris's that install doors, and they obviously buy the hardware and install it. So we at Creative, we strictly manufacture, design new ideas, and bring them to the marketplace.
So when I'm a consumer, I want to see your product from Creative. Where do I get that? How do I find that?
We have a retail partner that has them in Menards. They're on HomeDepot.com, Lowe's.com, okay. Amazon.
Okay, so we go to the actual seller,
yep.
The retailer,
yep.
To be able to buy it as opposed to, so you deal with the wholesaler then?
Yep, we are strictly wholesale.
Okay.
To the big door manufacturers. We knock on anybody's door.
Okay. How did you make those connections as far as being able to do that?
That goes back to Chris's relationship that he has through the Advantage Overhead Door. He has a great relationship with a door manufacturer that we presented the idea to, and the marketing vice president of marketing said, you know, I get a lot of people that come in here and say, hey, I have a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I'm going to be honest with you. This is a great idea. This is the first time somebody's come along and said an idea that I think is a really good idea.
Okay.
That's a great endorsement from a large door manufacturer.
Oh, without a doubt.
And then the distribution network that they have, all the connections they have. And so, Chris, how did that unfold?
When Troy and I talked about it, I just said, hey, let's present this to the vice president of marketing. And we flew down to North Carolina, set up the meeting with her and presented the idea. And she was pretty thrilled with it. She thought it was a great addition to, mm-hmm. to their line of hardware.
So they added it to their line of hardware.
Correct.
And you have a website can folks see any of these products at your website?
Yep. You can go on our website and check out our products. You can see our video we had done to see how it's installed and a comparison to the old-fashioned hardware, how much time and money this will save you.
And what's that website address again?
creative8hardware.com.
Okay. Just so people don't get the idea that this happened overnight, how long did it take you to develop these relationships and set up the arrangements to get this kind of situation working for you?
I've had a 17-year relationship with this door manufacturer, so I've been blessed to have the ability to talk with these people on a regular basis. I've always been in contact. They've always come to me with ideas. If they have something they wanted to run, try out in the marketplace, I'm one of their, I would say, guinea pigs.
Okay.
So when they have an idea, even when it comes to software, or they say, hey, Chris, would you try this? And so I kind of reciprocated that. Mm-hmm.
So the key you're talking about is relationships.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep.
Trust, build trust there and always follow through with what you say you're going to do, and they'll come back and ask you more, and you go back and ask them more. It's a building process.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're going to take another break right here. It's 9:30. That little segment went fast. We're going to come back for a longer segment at the other side. We're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Welcome back to BizTalk this morning. If you have a question for Chris or for Troy this morning, you can reach us at 281-1150 here in Appleton. Give us a call, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us on a TDS Metricom toll-free line at 866-887-1150. In the last segment, I told you a little bit about what the SCORE chapter does here in the Fox Valley, what we do nationally. And in addition to the free and the confidential mentoring that we do, we offer some seminars and stuff, training stuff, things to help make people smarter and go out and apply those principles. Randy, what's coming up? What do we have coming up?
Okay, well, I happen to have two things going on, and they are both going on the same day, so I'll try and keep it separated for you. The first one, of course, is our program, which is called Simple Steps. It is a five-class program. It starts on the 17th of February at 8 a.m. in the morning at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop downtown Appleton. The first segment is going to be on your basics, what's involved in starting a business. And the remaining four sessions are in the evening, and they go over things including marketing, financial products, for financial documents, where do I find the money, all of those type of things. And so to register for that, we would have you go out to the SCORE website, which is foxcities.score.org, and it has all the information there under local programs. So take a look at that. The other program we are partnering with, Concordia University here in town, they are starting a program called the CU Launch. It's designed as a one-night program to introduce people a little bit more into what business models and business planning is all about, give you an opportunity to meet some of the faculty here in Appleton at Concordia, and you'll also be able to meet some of the SCORE mentors at this program because we'll be working with you to work on your business plan. To get involved in that, it will be held at the Concordia College site, which is out on the West College Avenue extension. The address there is at 4351 West College Avenue. That's the Gilt Edge building, for those of you who are old-timers. But you can also get in contact with them at www.cuw.edu and look up the program. It's called the CU Launch, and it's for people who have been in business for a while and kind of want to make sure their model and everything is working properly.
What day was that?
That is also on February the 17th, and it will be from 6 until 9 in the evening.
Okay. And did you mention the price of the Simple Step classes?
Simple Step classes, the first one in the morning is going to be free, which will include breakfast and lunch. So you can't do a better deal than that. Each of the other programs then are $25 each, and you can decide to sign up for one, or you can decide to sign up for all four.
Cool. If they're worthwhile, SCORE has put those seminars on several times now in the last few years. They're well attended. We have SCORE mentors attending with the clients who are learning these principles, and you build relationships, and remember, SCORE is there for the life of your business, not just to get you started. We're going to get back to Chris and Troy. One of the questions we'd like to ask is, what is one of the biggest challenges you faced in launching this creative hardware? It's a new, totally new concept. Nobody, as Chris mentioned, nobody else is doing it. So what is one of the biggest challenges you have?
I would say the biggest thing we struggle with is product awareness, just getting the product in people's hands and letting them touch it, hold it, feel it, use it. And 9 times out of 10, they use it and love it. They absolutely love it. And, you know, if I had a nickel for every time somebody said, nobody came up with this yet,
mm-hmm.
nobody came up with this idea. So
you want to get it into people's hands. Would
yep.
that be the the installer's hands or the consumer's hands?
Installers, both. Right. Yeah, anybody, but yeah. Installers are great because they're buying bulk, and if we get them hooked and see how easy it is and what a simple process it is for them to use and how much money they can make compared to the old-fashioned stuff, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things, developing something like this, you end up into what we call intellectual property. I notice your material there says patent pending. Can you kind of take us through a little bit of some of the things that you ran into or some of the fun you've had trying to do this patenting process for this program?
I'll just interject here and say we had absolutely no fun doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, an honest man.
The company checkbook hasn't had much fun either.
Okay.
So
this is not something you just jump into as a lark and not expect to spend some money.
Right. Intellectual property is a whole other animal, and it's challenging. Okay. It's hard because if you don't know the legal ramifications or how to read the law. And, mm-hmm. If you're not a lawyer, it's pretty intimidating to take on a challenge like this.
So you have been working with an IP, with an intellectual property attorney?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
First step?
Yeah, that's first step. First step is probably what I would do is probably make sure you do an IP search.
Okay.
Right? And that's the first step. IP, what the misconception out there is that if you get an intellectual property attorney, well, they'll do all that work for you. They do not.
Okay.
They fight for your patent. They don't look for prior art.
Okay. So you went out to the PO patent office website quite a bit, I would guess, to check all that good stuff out?
Yep. And there's companies out there you can hire relatively inexpensive that will do those searches for you. A lot of these guys like to hide their stuff, right?
Mm.
I mean, they don't want to. For this decorative magnetic hardware, you don't necessarily claim that that's what it is because it's too easy to find, right?
Mm-hmm,
so you've got to kind of hide that behind the bushes, and it's interesting to see what people will do to keep you away from it.
Okay. Again, how long has this process taken you so far?
We're into our third year,
okay.
And we just started prosecution, so we're in the meat of it right now, and the expenses of it.
Okay,
the first year is relatively inexpensive. After that, it gets costly.
Okay.
Do you have an idea of when it'll be finished?
No clue.
No clue yet, huh?
No.
Okay. And do you have to do that for every piece you manufacture, or just the process? And that covers all the pieces.
Yeah. There's two different patents, right? There's a utility patent, and there's a design patent.
Okay.
We are under the umbrella of the utility patent.
Okay.
So basically we're utilizing magnets
you can utilize it on this little device or that little device. You don't have to have every one. And that's more beneficial for you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit about the banking relationship. I know that you mentioned you have one. And without getting into any real particulars for the listening audience out there who often dread having to go to talk to the banker, tell us a little bit about your experience. Did you have to do a business plan? What kind of questions did the banker ask? How did the banker come to make their decision? What was the experience like? And he's not listening. I already said.
Our business plan was not what you guys would call perfect, I'm sure, but...
There is no such thing as a perfect business plan.
When we went to the bank, we were really fortunate that we had a purchase order in hand already. So when we brought that in, the banker was definitely impressed and had a lot more faith in us to see that a large company also had faith in our company and our product, that it was gonna go, and they were dedicated to buying a large volume of it right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And that was huge as far as developing a banking relationship.
Mm-hmm. So you had already taken this to the distributor, and they had given you the okay to go ahead that they would buy a certain amount from you. Yeah, that makes life a little easier with the banker, I would think.
Yeah, it's a purchase order, but it's not a sale, or it's not cash yet. Something could fall through on that, but for the lender, it's a very strong indication you guys are serious. And it was something in writing from the company buying these products that this is going to work. And they checked you out, the credit-wise, all those other things that bankers do. But you still have that line of credit, and you're still working with the bank. And in order to keep that banking relationship healthy, you have to understand your cash flow. And Do you have someone you work with to do that? Because business owners are really good at what they do, but they don't always know those numbers.
The numbers thing is we have several advisors that we use, friends, family. I've got several friends in the banking and finance area that we use, and they're very helpful with our.
And that's a great segue into another concept you introduced us to, Randy and I, to this morning about your business, is you don't have to think you're in it alone. Expand on that, because I think that's a real critical philosophy that you have, Chris, that you brought to the business that contributes to your success.
Yeah, you're never going to do anything alone. And, we have been truly blessed with friends, family, business associates who really helped us along the way. And I want to give a shout-out to Rob Redmond and ACP, our retail partner, who without them, I don't know that we'd be here today. They've been a great helping hand, and I've got some personal friends who helped us along the way. And, you know, you have to have people to lean on. And with the emotions of the roller coaster ride, too, you have to be emotionally mature to handle the roller coaster ride. And I think that, you know, having your friends to lean on and family to support you is huge.
Great. Yeah. And then having a partner like Troy doesn't hurt?
Having a partner like Troy does not hurt, because I can always crack him upside the head.
But you did say in the pre-show that you offset each other. I mean, you've got your strength, Troy has his strength, and you're willing to accept that from each other. That's
We work back to, really yeah. well together. And people stop by the office and can't believe the things we're doing in the office, because we literally have a blast at work. We love going to work every day, and we love what we're doing. We're excited about it. We're passionate about it. We feel that our product is the best product out there, and we constantly are striving to make it better and better and better, and we'll never quit.
And how do you compete? That helps you compete, doesn't it? There's competition. Other garage door installers out there. You're the only magnetic, creative hardware company right now, but somebody else might come on. How do you compete?
I think you just have to always keep striving to make your product better. Customer service, right, is always the biggest. Treat your customers with respect. Treat your employees with respect. Yep. Treat each other with respect. Mm-hmm. And
all comes back to you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we knew when we started this that there'd be competition. We knew that. And it's an easy concept to copy, but I think you counter that.
You do it better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just counter that with doing it better.
Yeah.
And who better than us? I mean, we're in the business. A lot of these guys are not in the business, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah. One of the things, just following along when we were talking about how you put this all together, so that people understand, you are, quote, the manufacturer, yet you don't manufacture here in town or at a shop here. How did you handle getting the actual manufacturing done? And you did mention you had a few fun and games or pitfalls in that one, too.
Once again, that developed from friendships that we've had, that people recommended manufacturers that we could use. One of the biggest downfalls of our business is that we didn't really hone in on picking a manufacturer of our product. We kind of went with what was offered to us, and if we could do it over again, we would definitely, you know, quote unquote, interview more manufacturers and really find one that we could develop a strong relationship with that really was committed to it and wanted to develop a product that we wanted that would be a top shelf product, you know, a quality product, and not just making a product to make it.
Mm-hmm. So then you're licensing the manufacturing with them. Is that the terminology for it, or how do you actually work that?
Yeah, it's more, the terminology is more contract manufacturing. Okay. So we contract them to manufacture.
All right, and then you license with the distributor.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So I get the steps right in my mind.
Yep.
Okay.
Now, when that sort of scenario unfolds, the manufacturing entity not being controlled by you guys, they have to sign an agreement, like a confidentiality agreement and a non-compete agreement, and they're not going to produce this for other companies. Like, I couldn't go there and have them produce the same thing for me. Isn't that right? You want to control the value of your product.
Correct. Yeah, you always want to cover your bases with non-disclosure agreements and making sure that you protect your ideas and your concepts.
Yep. Chris, you've been in the garage door installation business a long time and Advantage Overhead Door since 99. How do you deal with customer complaints? Somebody calls up and says, like, a garage door installed. You guys go over there and install it. and it's not working right, and the customer calls back, and maybe four times they're calling back, and it's just, how do you handle that?
Well, you just, you take your lumps, right? I mean, that's part of business. You have to, you got to take the good with the bad, and that's, you know, you're going to have those situations where it may not even be your fault. It could be a manufacturing issue, and you need to get with the manufacturer and find out how you're going to solve that issue. And if you say you're going to do it, do it. That's the bottom line.
And it's basically like Truman, the buck stops here. You own the company. It's your reputation. And those people out there are going to say, boy, they did a really bad job for me. Or, you know what? They just never quit. They didn't quit until it got done correctly and it's working great. I'd go back to those guys in a minute.
Absolutely.
And that's where...
Yeah, it comes... I mean, there's situations where we just have to bite the bullet and eat the dollars and fix the problem at any cost. You have to stand behind your products and your service.
How many employees do you have?
I have one.
One employee in the installation business?
Okay. Yep.
And the create side, is that just the two of you, or is there someone else?
Just the two of us.
You're looking at them.
Yep.
That's it.
Okay. This is the nationwide
distribution center.
Yep. This is it. Yep.
So, are you enjoying your 40-hour work week and your two Cadillacs and your country club membership?
Oh, unbelievable!
Unbelievable.
Trip to Hawaii and
private jets, helicopters. Yeah. Right. From Nina to Appleton.
So, really, what's it like to own a business?
You got
to
be careful here. It's getting awfully deep in here.
It's it's not a 40-hour work week. There's no.
It's always on your mind.
Yeah.
It's always on your mind.
You never get away from it.
So what do you do? What do you do to relax? What do you do to break it up?
Not much.
That you can talk about.
Hang garage doors.
Right. I go to get to install a garage door. That's how I get away from it. Now it's, you know, that was one of the biggest challenges with Troy. Troy coming from the construction side of things. Once you own your own business, I had to kind of train him and say, listen, it's 24/7, 365. Right. There's no such thing as a vacation anymore.
So yeah, you don't just go home, do you?
No.
You have to prepare yourself for that. It's the emotions, the roller coaster.
But if it's fun, it's like a great fishing trip. You just want to fish all the time.
Right.
You enjoy doing it. It's not really work.
Right.
And the last just point on that real quick is, of course, this is a family arrangement, too. Your families are involved in what you're doing, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely, yep.
And so you have them taking, you know, they take part in what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. Chris's wife has been phenomenal with, she's a general manager at a company, and she has input. My wife is an accountant, and we've called on her maybe once or twice to straighten up some QuickBooks boo-boos. But
and speaking of that, just a congrats to Jenny and to you for the
number two joined us.
You added 2 feet to your house this week.
Yep.
With that, we're going to take a break. We'll take our last break here on BizTalk. We'll come back and wrap up our show with Chris and with Troy. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Now, welcome back to our final segment here on Biz Talk. Before we get back to Chris and to Troy, just a quick shout out and thank you to all the sponsors who help bring Biz Talk to you each weekend. Without them, we couldn't do it, and the SCORE chapter is very grateful for their support. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Hailing CPAs. Also want to thank Sarah DeBruin at Legal Business Edge, LLC, and the folks over at Bank First National, who just opened a new branch out on West Wisconsin Avenue by the mall. Also want to say thank you to Zach Pawlowski at Candale Creative. Candale Creative supports our website, biztalkwithscore.com. Again, that's biztalkwithscore.com. If you've missed the program or you'd like to listen to it again, check us out there. We archive our programs on biztalkwithscore.com. And a thank you to Larry Desch and Jerry Mader at the Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical called The Business News. If you're in business and you're not subscribed, you really should be. For only $20 a year, you're going to get all kinds of good, helpful information to help your business be more successful in East Central Wisconsin. Well, guys, we're wrapping up the program, and one of the things we wanted to talk about, Chris, you mentioned it in the pre-show, was you guys are willing to answer questions from anybody in the listening audience, whether it's about your company, your product, or just how to run a company, how to get it going. I mean, that's really big. That's huge.
Yeah, I just want to invite everybody. I mean, if you have an idea, or, you know, don't be hesitant to come and talk to Troy and I at the office. We're over at 1068 Rockledge Lane in Neenah. Our phone number is 1-800-273-8410. Or go to the website. Be more than happy to answer any questions you have. Don't be afraid that we're going to steal your idea. We really don't have time for that.
you gave that number out, but I didn't have my pencil handy. What was that number again?
It's 1-800-273-8410.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you guys have some really great experiences to share with anyone who's willing to listen. And you certainly have the approach that you're willing to help other people succeed in their business. As you mentioned, Chris, and before the show started, you said you had a lot to do already, and in fact, chasing down another idea is just not in your not in your schedule.
Okay. No, I think once you start that process, once you realize what you have to go through to get from concept to the market, that is a huge process, and it certainly lends itself to a lot of sleepless nights, and we just would not have. I get a lot of calls from around the country. People know I'm in this space, and they I don't want to tell you my idea because I'm afraid you'll steal it, and I really don't have time to steal your idea.
Okay, great.
And yet that is a real concern out there. There are people who will feed on folks who have ideas and then steal it from them. So that everybody's got to be comfortable.
Okay. Well, real quickly, we're getting down to the end here, and as is our custom, we ask our guests for their biz tip. So if we want to start with Chris, do you want to give us yours? We'll put Troy on the spot in a second.
Yeah, sure. I would say one of my biggest tips is just under-promise and over-deliver. Make your customers happy. Keep them, communicate with them, but just under-promise and over-deliver constantly.
It's a good philosophy to have. Okay, Troy.
I would say the biggest thing is to be passionate about what you do. No matter what you're doing, be passionate. And we always say around the office, you know, anything worth doing is worth overdoing. And that's my big business.
So it sounds like you have a lot of dedication to your product and a lot of dedication to your customers.
Well, your passion is there. And you said it earlier, Chris, you have to have emotionally mature when you're in business. That's a great term to have. Every person has emotion, but they have to have controlled emotion, but they got to have the passion, they got to have that drive, and there's a difference between emotion and passion.
Absolutely. It's the biggest advice I can get you. Be ready. If you're going to do this thing, get ready for the roller coaster of emotions.
Well, we want to thank you guys for joining us this morning and being our guest on BizTalk. It was a pleasure to have you on.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, guys. We appreciate it.
Good luck with William. And again, say hello to Jennifer for us.
I will do that. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. We don't have a guest lined up yet for BizTalk, but watch our website, BizTalkWithScore.com. BizTalkWithScore.com. Randy's going to have that out there in just a few days, and you'll know who's coming up. You've been listening to BizTalk on the voice of the Fox Cities 1150, WHBY.